blood moon has risen. It is time to tell stories of the strange and sometimes terrifying. A black cat brings us a true story. A vampire bat bites into a tall tale.
An owl flies in a story from other worlds.
Greetings. This is Blood Moon Podcast. I'm your Blood Moon host. Unidentified flying objects come in many forms. One of the more mysterious, if not ominous, UFOs are the ones often referred to as black triangles. Some people believe the triangles could be a classified military craft, such as the TR-3B. Others are convinced that they are a product of a non-human intelligence due to their extraordinary flight and camouflage characteristics. In episode 19, we told the account of a boy encountering one of these black triangles during his early morning paper route. Now, the owl flies in with more accounts of these enigmatic UFOs. In this story, you will hear a reproduction of police radio transmissions as they chase the triangles across the state of Illinois. Now, turn up the sound and turn off the lights. The owl has a story to tell. Holger Berg and his friend Peterson put on their coats after a hard day of work and started on their journey. The young men were employed by the U.S. Civilian Conservation Corps to build a camp in Eklutna, Alaska. Although it was a cold October day, they planned to hitchhike 27 miles to Anchorage. This was a trip they've made many times. However, this would be a memorable excursion into the unknown. The pair walked nearly 2 miles, and still no vehicle had passed. The frigid air had the young men concerned that they were inadequately dressed. Finally, headlights appeared in the distance, and subsequently, the hitchhikers felt a sense of ease, knowing that they were about to find refuge from the cold.
Hey, here comes a truck.
Moments later, the headlights morphed into a blue-green light. The eerie light swirled in a cloud as it drew closer.
No, I don't think that's a truck. Looks like it's flying.
A low buzzing sound could be heard as the light revealed itself to be a triangular aircraft, reminiscent of a flat iron. It was a sound Holger Berg would not hear until many years later as an employee of Boeing Aircraft Company. He likened the sound to that of a jet engine winding down. But this was in 1936, and no craft like it was airborne at the time. Or perhaps even now. Both men could not comprehend what they were seeing. The low altitude at which it was flying concerned the young men.
God, I think it's gonna crash.
Wiping the snow from their faces, Berg and Peterson looked upwards. The sides of the flying Delta were adorned with multicolored lights. The triangle hugged the landscape and slowly vanished into the distance. It was 2 a.m. on January 5th, 2000, when a computer technician drove south on Highway 67 in Florissant, Missouri. He thought it was just another uneventful drive home until something unexpected seized his attention. A box-like object drifted low above the ground. The technician noticed a police officer standing at the side of the road, watching as the aerial intruder slid over the highway. Inside a glowing window, a childlike figure appeared and gazed upon the commuter. Two hours later, truck driver Melvin Knoll drove through the quiet darkness of the early morning. After making deliveries, he decided to make a stop to check in at the office of his other business. Noel parked and climbed out of his truck when he saw a brilliant star in the distance. Without much thought, he entered his building and made his rounds to make sure everything was secured. Back outside, he again noticed the star. It was headed in his direction. He stared with astonishment as a dark object the size of a football field moved slowly and quietly. It looked rectangular from his perspective. Illuminated windows outlined the object, while red lights decorated its underside. As it quietly sped up, Noel decided to head to the nearest police station to report the sighting. Noel arrived at the Highland Police Station and explained his story to the dispatcher. He asked the dispatcher to contact a patrol officer to verify that something unusual was in the sky above southern Illinois. Believing in the sincerity of the claim, the dispatcher contacted the Lebanon police station 15 miles to the southwest. Officer Barton answered the call.
Lebanon, this is a call from Highland PD in reference to a truck driver who just stopped in and said there was a flying object in the area of Lebanon. It was like a two-story house. It had white lights and red blinking lights, and it was last seen southwest over Lebanon. Officer, could you check the area?
It's a joke, right?
No, this is not a joke. I just got off the phone with Nancy from Highland PD.
After being convinced of the serious nature of the report, Officer Barton began his search. He headed east towards Route 4. Two radiant lights in the northeastern sky caught his attention. The patrol car turned and picked up speed. The lights were now outside Officer Barton's driver's side window. The object slowly moved toward his direction. Officer Barton stopped on the side of the road and turned off the car's radio and lights. He listened intently, expecting to hear engine noise. However, it was eerily silent. A distinct shape emerged from the night sky, a massive triangle. Large white lights were positioned in the corners. In the center was a blinking red light. The surrounding structure looked like a void in the middle of a star field. Suddenly, the triangle rotated without banking. Officer Barton reached for his radio's microphone, and when he glanced upwards, he saw that the triangle was now off in the distance.
Be advised, there's a very bright white east of town. It looks like it's just east of Summerfield and it keeps changing colors. I'll go there and maybe see if it's an aircraft. It doesn't look like an aircraft, though. It's not the moon, it's not a star.
As the triangle disappeared from view, Central Command confirmed that Scott Air Force Base, which was close in proximity, did not have any aircraft in the sky.
10-4, whether that's a plane or not, heading westbound. It should be really close to Scott now. Matter of fact, the Shiloh officer looks up, they can probably see it by now.
Officer David Martin of the Shiloh Police Department listened to the radio transmission as he drove eastward. Suddenly, he spotted three brilliant orbs in the sky. Then red and green lights became visible. Finally, a dark triangle came into view. It was roughly a quarter mile from Officer Martin, and at an altitude about 1,000 feet. It was close enough that Martin could see structured details on the craft's underside. Like Officer Barton, he could hear no sound. The triangle continued to glide through the inky skies of Illinois.
2550? I see something, but I don't know what it is.
In a blink of an eye, the triangle darted away. The nature of the transmissions created a burning sense of curiosity in Millstatt Police Officer Craig Stevens. His drive took him to Liederkranz Park, where he discovered the flying wedge. It moved slowly, but not fast enough for a conventional plane to remain airborne.
FinCom 6004.
Go ahead.
I've got that object in sight also.
Are you serious?
It's huge.
10-4. 6004, what does it look like to you?
Kind of V-shaped. It looks like it's possibly headed toward Lambert.
As the triangle moved to the north, a faint buzz could be heard. Officer Stevens exited his squad car and grabbed a Polaroid camera from the trunk. He snapped a photograph, but the cold temperature had an adverse effect on the photo. All that could be seen in the picture were blurred lights against a black sky. 8 miles from Officer Stevens, Officer Matt Janey from Dupo, Illinois, spotted a cluster of lights. They matched the description he heard over the radio transmissions. Janey took to his radio.
6004-3923 on County 2.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if this thing, what you're seeing, this one here appears to be pretty high in the area. When I could first see it in my binoculars, you could see it was different colors. Now it just appears to be white.
Is it very large?
It's hard to tell. It's pretty far off in the distance.
This object was above me about 500 feet, and it was huge.
This thing appears, it's probably 20 or 30,000 feet up right now.
As the police transmissions crackled over the airwaves, the triangle faded into the stars. UFO researcher David Marler discovered that on the night of the sightings, the radar at Scott Air Force Base was not in operation due to maintenance. He wondered if it was possible that the pilots of the black triangles somehow knew that the radar was down, and knew that their presence would not be detected. Or perhaps the Air Force does not want to disclose the radar data. What we do know is that these black triangles have been invading our skies for a very long time. Greetings. If you have a story of the strange and sometimes terrifying that you want on the podcast, please make your submission at bloodmoonpodcast.com. You can also keep the animal totems happy by following Blood Moon Podcast on Instagram at the Blood Moon Podcast. Now back to the stories of the strange and sometimes terrifying. The blood moon is setting. Sources for this episode include Triangular UFOs, An Estimate of the Situation by David Marler. The article St. Clair County, Illinois UFO Sighting by Peter Davenport at ufoevidence.org. The National UFO Reporting Center and the documentary The Edge of Reality, which could be found on dbarkertv.com or YouTube. You can listen to the authentic police radio transmissions in the documentary The Edge of Reality. Links to the sources are in the episode's notes. This episode was written by Andrew Carey. Music by Andrew Carey. Voiceovers by Andrew Carey and Andrew Reeves. Thank you for listening.